Hi, Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, get a life, dickhead. Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, you're in your car. It works. Good. Good for you. Phil Hendry Show. Phone work? Good for you. See ya.
Man, he gave out a phone number. Let's see if it works.
Guy said it's working. I'm calling it right now. There it is. Answer that, Mike. Yeah, hi. Who's this? Oh, Mike, how you doing?
It works.
Does it work? Okay, it works. It works. Great. What? It's working, brother. Yeah. Who do you got on the line there? He's probably talking to Tim over at Premiere. I get on the air and I announce it to, I don't know how many people are listening. What do you figure? What's our audience at 7? About 5, 6 people? So I announce it to a worldwide audience of 6 people. The phone's not working! Somebody's gonna die! It's not working! Like I'm kind of a nervous, sweating Paul Lynde.
Oh, God! Holy jeez!
And all 6 people called in to check the line, too. Thanks for that, folks. Look at all of these line-checking, no-life finks. Look at them all. What are you people going to do on the 4th of July? Or what is it? What's coming up? Is it New Year's? I thought it was the 4th of July. God, time's flying, isn't it? It still works. The same basic thing. You know, go out, shove a firecracker up your rear end, see what develops. All right. Bug off. That feels good. That's good, because we didn't know. All right, we're going to have tonight part 6 of What Would Jesus Do, which is a kind of an ongoing look at kindness, I guess, is the best way to describe it, and kindness to your fellow man and how other people treat you. We are also, and we were supposed to have this on last night, this evening we will be talking about Einstein, the person of the century. You might have been hearing about it. We are also going to have on the line this evening Dr. Jim Sadler, who has written a very interesting article for Science in America magazine, and that should prove to be something very interesting indeed. I would like to mention that PhilHendryShow.com is the official website of The Phil Hendry Show, and you can purchase our Best of The Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD there for $23.50. It's $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, and all of the money, as Carell very generously was discussing with us, goes to my friend's place. And we thank you very much, Carell, for that. The plug for my friend's place, because all of the money that we raise, and like I said, I think we've raised close to $30,000 this year for my friend's place, goes to my friend's place. God, how redundant is that? And how completely not thinking about the show am I right now? All right, because I'm checking phone lines and things. So, if you'd like, go to our website and order it online. We'll tell you where our next appearance will be, where our next signing will be of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. Our number is, very proudly, 1-800-449.
Fortune Cookie. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And part 6 of our series, What Would Jesus Do? We're going to feature for the first hour of our program this evening. And as you know, we've been talking with people about encountering just strangers out there in the world, and whether they've been the recipients of kindness, whether they have been the deliverers of kindness. And we call it, What Would Jesus Do? We've had a lot of very interesting stories over the last few weeks from people who've told us about encounters they've had with individuals out there. We're going to talk to a gentleman from West Los Angeles this evening who had a What Would Jesus Do encounter yesterday, and this was out in the San Fernando Valley. His name is Raj. He's on the line from his home in West Los Angeles right now. Raj, how are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you.
And welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can you tell me what it was that your experience engendered, and what you were in the valley?
But I was in San Fernando Valley. This was near the Sherman Oaks Fashion Square, near on Riverside. I was leaving a parking lot there. I hit a woman in a Ford Taurus whose car had stopped.
And can I ask you where you're from?
I come from Alexandria, Egypt. I lived in this country for 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I was leaving...
You say you were at the Sherman Oaks Fashion Square?
Leaving the parking lot, Sherman Oaks Fashion Square. I hit a woman who was in a Ford Taurus. She had stopped abruptly. I was getting out of onto the boulevard. She had to get onto the boulevard. She had to make a stop because of something.
So she stopped abruptly in front of you, and you hit the woman's car from behind?
I hit her from behind, yes, sir. And I got out of my car. Now she starts with, because I wanted to exchange this insurance information.
And okay, you want to give her insurance information, and you want to get down driver's license numbers and everything else.
That's correct. I walked over to her car. I said to her, are you all right? We looked at these bumpers, to the rear bumper of her car. I looked at the front bumper of my car. You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine, sir.
I looked at the front front bumper of my car, and I saw that this did not seem to be too much damage. And then she starts with this, that I've had from people have told me this, that she started seeing with my neck. I think my neck hurts. I think my back is sore.
Did you heard people say that?
No, this woman said.
Oh, the woman started to say, I think my neck hurts.
That's right. She said, I think my neck is hurt, so my back hurts. And I remember a feeling like to say to myself, you goddamn bitch, that you start in with this. You are just like everyone else. That you are saying now that your neck hurts. And I said to myself, Jesus, are you going to start with that? She got out of her car. She starts to lie to me because she starts to complain about her neck.
And now, you think she's lying to you because she's complaining about a sore neck.
Yeah, sure. Because everyone in this country does this. This is a common thing for a lot of people in this country. They start with, my neck. And this woman starts with something. You goddamn bitch, you start in with this about my neck.
And okay, now I need to ask you, Raj, to watch your language a little bit. Now, this was obviously very upsetting for you, correct?
This, yes. Upset me because there was a slight tap. It not hit her as hard as she said I would. But this is so typical in America. Now, one thing to remember, I looked at the back of the car. She had this Jesus symbol, this Jesus fish, on the back of her car.
Okay, so now you see that she's a Christian.
Now I see she's Christian. And I said to her, what would Jesus do? And she looked at me like she didn't know what I was talking about. I said, you are pretending your neck is hurt. You are pretending.
Well, how do you know she's pretending that her neck is hurt? You've hit her from behind. You say that you didn't hit her very hard. I don't know. But how can you be sure that...
Because this is it's very predictable that the people get it from behind. They start with this. When I hit her from behind, I got her from my car. I thought, please, I hope she's all right. And I hope the car is all right. I looked, I saw the car is all right. There was nothing wrong with her car. Then she comes from car, she says, but you know, my neck starts to hurt me. My back. I thought, you bitch, this bitch is trying to tell me now that she has got a bad back, even though I not hit her car. Because this bitch wants to get money from me, you see.
And all right, sir, I'm hearing what you're saying. So you're saying that she's lying.
I'm saying she's lying. Because she wants to get money from me. And I said to her, when I saw...
Now, I want to get the story. You saw one of those Jesus fishes on the back of her car?
Yes, I saw the stats call. I said to her, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? You get a neck problem, but Jesus had the spikes put through his hands. You have a bad back, but Jesus, he got nail put through his feet. But if she says that she has a sore neck, I says Jesus got a spear on their side. That he would forgive people their mistakes. And these people who complain about their backs and their necks, these are fender bender accidents. They are such scum. They make life lousy. They make life lousy. And they are certainly not good Christians.
And all right, Raj is on the line with us. Hold on here, Raj. Raj is on the line with us. He ran into a woman from behind out in the, near the Sherman Oaks, out near the Sherman Oaks Fashion Plaza. And she got out of the car complaining that her neck hurts. He thinks that she was lying. And she said that she actually had a Jesus fish on the back of her car. And you feel that she was lying. And you said, well, what would Jesus do? He wouldn't complain about the neck pain because he had nails through his hands.
That's right. She said, what would Jesus do? And Jesus not sue the Romans because they nailed him to a cross. But people want to sue because they see opportunity to make this money, this bitch. Because so, my my thing to say to her, this was, what would Jesus do?
Well, what happened?
She wanted my insurance.
She asked for your insurance, and she asked for your driver's license.
That's right, yes. She asked for insurance and driver's license. And she wants to contact insurance company. And I think this bitch is she wants my money.
Okay, I need for you to watch a little bit of the language that you're laying out there, and I realize that you're not a native to this country, but some of the language you're using is a little bit offensive.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so the lady wanted your insurance, and you think she was lying, complaining about her sore neck, correct?
That's correct. And that she wanted for me to pay, insurance to pay, even though she's a Christian.
Even though she had the Jesus fish?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, hold on. This guy is Raj. This is a part of our What Would Jesus Do series. He was out in the middle of a fender bender yesterday. The woman complained about a sore neck, and he thinks she's lying about it. And she is a Christian because she has a Jesus fish on the back of her car. He thinks that if you put the question to her, what would Jesus do, he wouldn't press for the insurance money. He wouldn't complain about his sore neck. He would let bygones be bygones and would just walk away from the traffic accident. What would Jesus do in a situation like that, in the situation of a fender bender out in traffic in a major American city or a smaller American city, just out in traffic in America, and someone mistakenly hit him from behind? Would he want the insurance money? Yes, he was nailed to a cross. So it's an interesting dilemma. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Raj. He's a resident of West Los Angeles, about his experience out there 2 days ago. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This the final week in the year, 1999, the final week in the millennium. And we are in the middle of part six of What Would Jesus Do? A listener named Raj from West Los Angeles on the line was involved in a fender bender and is telling us the story. And it may sound a little childlike, but I think, you know, we all get in these situations, sir, and we have to make these decisions, true?
Yes, and I think that this woman had to say to me that she's got a bad back, and she's got a bad neck.
And what about the bad neck and the bad back made you suspicious?
Because people get these accidents and say this all the time. You know, my neck is bad. I thought, God damn, you know, here she goes. I knew when I got out of my car, I knew I was going to hear this. You almost know you get these accidents. Here she goes with her bad neck. Here she goes with bad back. I thought, why don't you suck it up? What would Jesus do? Because she's Christian, you know.
Well, a lot of times people have those on their cars, and they're not necessarily Christian. All right?
Yeah, but they want to put this on your car. I don't know.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let's find out what other people think of this situation. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I really don't think that because she had a fish on the back of her car that she was looking for your money.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Well, I think you did.
No, I did not.
I think you did.
What are you saying, sir?
I'm saying if she's Christian, she would let it go.
See, if she...
If she is Christian, she would let it go and not report to her insurance company.
Okay, but you also called her a B word.
Well, so what are you complaining about, the B word or what I just said?
Well, both.
I'm a little confused, too. What are you saying? He said because she's Christian, she should forgive the debt. He didn't say because she's Christian, she's looking for his money.
Right. So you have to listen, you know? You have to listen, you know? That way you'll understand what we talk about.
Well,
all right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Here is Chino on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Chino, yes.
Hi, this is Doug from Chino.
Hi, Doug.
This man is very upsetting to me because he's using Christianity as a scapegoat for his
Why does she say she come to me and say, oh, my neck hurts?
Well, I think maybe her neck does hurt. Christianity.
That's the oldest line in the book. My neck hurts, my back hurts. Oh, I think I've got whiplash.
Well, I'll tell you another old line in the book, and that's, I'm from a different country, and I can't understand what's going on.
Wait a second, I didn't bring up my fact that I come from other country. Why you bring that up? Are you racist?
No, I'm not racist.
Then why do you bring it up? I'm not bringing up the fact that you, from Chino, it's got nothing to do with this.
It doesn't have anything to do with it, but why are you blaming her religion on what she does?
I'm saying if she's Christian, I didn't blame her.
Hold on, I got to jump in. The guy has not blamed Christianity for anything, okay? I don't know why people aren't hearing this right. He's saying that if she's a Christian...
If she's Christian, she not get my money.
That's what you're saying. You're saying if she's Christian,
motive.
That she's an ulterior motive? What?
Yeah. I think that you're trying to bring religion into this when it has nothing to do with it. I think that religion personal belief.
Why did she have fish on car?
What?
Why did she have fish on car?
That was her choice.
She loves to have the fish on the car and let everybody know that she comes from the Christian. But she doesn't want
to. Maybe that's her husband's car. Yeah, she was driving it.
And maybe not.
Yeah, do you even bring that into the conversation?
Why is she driving around in fish car? Why is she driving around in a fish car, you see? So if she's Christian, then she should not hope.
So you're saying if she's Christian, she shouldn't be going after your insurance money, correct?
Yeah, and she's especially
ridiculous. If he's scamming more than anybody else.
All right, why is it that Christians aren't allowed to get insurance money?
Why do Christians get out of car and start with the old song and dance about, I think it's whiplash?
You need to go home. You're a disgrace to your country. Go back home.
You're a disgrace to your country because you're not smart. You're stupid.
This has got nothing to do with people's countries, okay? Can we keep the countries out of it?
But
you're very predictable with your go back to your country stuff, okay? Come up with something original. Come up with an original thought.
I'm just turning the table.
Well, he didn't say anything about America.
No, he didn't, but
okay.
he's talking about other people's religions.
That's right. He's talking judgment. I just said she had a fish on card.
I just can't believe this guy's got me so irritated.
Because I'm making sense that she has fish on her car, and she gets out of car. This bitch says to me, "My neck."
Why do you use the B word?
What?
Why are you?
Yeah, I asked you to watch your.
You're supposedly a religious guy.
I asked you to watch your language, okay?
I thought I asked to say.
Yeah, watch your language, all right?
Answer my question.
What is your question?
If you're religious, why are you using the B word?
I didn't say I'm religious. I said she was religious. She had the fish on the car. She had the fish on the car.
But you don't know what you're talking about if you're not religious.
Oh, I see. So why does she have fish on car?
Because she wants to. Because her husband has the car. Because it's her friend's car.
Jesus would not make me pay insurance money. If that was Jesus.
Listen to me.
Are you telling me that Jesus would? Would you tell me that Jesus would?
Just shut up and listen.
No, but you know that Jesus would not.
Shut up and listen.
I'll not shut up and listen.
Hey,
I'll shut up and listen, but you have to make sense.
You don't make any sense to begin with.
Go ahead. What is your point?
My point is that lots of people have fishes on their cars, and that doesn't make any difference.
Well, then they should take the fish off their stupid car.
Do you have a point besides the fact that she had a fish on her car?
Yeah, what would Jesus do?
What does that have, that fish have to do with anything that you're talking about?
What would Jesus do?
Are you saying what would Jesus do?
Send you to hell.
Are you saying what would Jesus do if he was in that automobile accident?
That's right.
He'd get out of the car and he'd ask for a driver's license because he said,
render to Caesar the things of Caesar.
That's right, and to God the things that are God. So he would. He would conduct himself in accordance to the laws of the land, and he'd get the insurance, and he'd do his thing. Maybe he'd donate the insurance money to charity. Maybe he would take the insurance money and give it to his apostles. But he would do what he had to do according to the laws of the land.
That's bullcrap.
What do you mean it's bullcrap?
It's bullcrap. Jesus would not do that. Jesus is not going to get up. Would he lie? Would he get out of the car and say, oh, my neck, oh, Jesus H. Christ, my back?
No, I don't think he'd get out and say I got whiplash if he didn't have whiplash. Hold on, I got to take a break. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Part 6 of What Would Jesus Do as we lead up to the millennium, lead up to the new year. On the line, a listener of ours named Raj. He is from West Los Angeles in a fender bender, in just a typical little fender bender accident today. And he was involved in this fender bender. Actually, it was 2 days ago. And in being involved in this fender bender, he got out of the car. The lady got out of the car that he hit. And apparently she started talking about how her neck hurt. And it is your contention, sir, that she was lying, correct?
Yes, my contention she lied, because this is a typical thing for people to say. You know, geez, my neck hurts.
Okay, beyond it being a typical thing for people to say, is it not possible that maybe her neck was hurt?
No, I did not hit her that hard. There is no possible way for this woman to say, oh, Jesus, my back, my ass is hurt. You know, this to me is not what Jesus would do.
All right, now why would you hold this woman to Jesus' standard?
Because she's a Christian.
And how do you know she's a Christian?
Because of what we talked about.
No, but tell the audience, because many people are just tuning in. Why did you believe she was a Christian?
Because she had this Jesus fish on her car.
Jesus fish on the car, okay. So then you said to her, what would Jesus do? And she still wanted your insurance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go to Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening. Hi.
Hi. My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I have a quick comment. Get right to it.
Okay.
I had a little tiny fender bender, much like what Raj had. And my car was hit very small, in a small manner. But in the meantime, my hip went out and my back went out.
Oh, come on.
I do not lie. I am a Christian. Now, please, let me finish. The point is, I could after about 10 days, I could barely walk with my hip. So I went in, had it taken care of. I collected not one penny, simply had my medical bills paid for, as that's what insurance is. You don't collect any money on your own. There is no lawsuit. Getting medically taken care of.
But Jesus would not complain about hip, he'd tear and cheek.
Now, wait now.
He would tear
and cheek. In the modern day, Jesus would probably get out of the car if he were in pain, and he might go to a medical doctor, maybe a chiropractor. Again, he would take care of an injury.
But he's not to get the money, but he'd tear and cheek.
We simply don't just lay ourselves down and say, die.
How do you know Jesus would take insurance money? How do you know Jesus would take insurance money?
Take care of yourself.
All right, hold on for a minute, because nobody's listening to anybody. What are you saying, Raj?
How does she know Jesus take insurance money? He is God, did not go to a chiropractor. What money would he use?
He wouldn't have money to use. He would probably have to follow the modern-day procedure of getting his insurance taken care of. the bill taken care of through insurance. He wouldn't sue, nor did I sue.
No, but he would use insurance money of the people that hit him? No, I don't think he would.
Oh, I'm sure he would, because God
doesn't
want
to. No, he would not. He would not. He would,
sure
he would tear a cheek.
Excuse me.
He
I'm sure God
cheek.
Doesn't want us to lay down and die. He would want us to get things taken care of. God says he helps those who help themselves.
But Jesus never take money from nobody.
And we,
that's
and
what
I,
Jesus
and I
do.
Didn't take, and I didn't take any money, nor would Jesus take any money.
Did you
the
take
point.
Insurance money, ma'am?
Oh, I took no money.
You didn't take any money from their insurance company?
No, absolutely not.
Why not? Why not?
Well, I did not. I, that's not the way to do it. I only wanted to get my hip taken care of and my back.
Well, what money did you take? What money
I
did you?
I took no money.
All right, so you paid for your money. You paid for your hip out of your own funds. Your own.
No, my insurance. I turned in my. The doctor turned in my insurance.
All right. Did your insurance company go after the other party's insurance company? They generally do.
They don't go after.
Well, they generally.
It's a matter of submission.
Yeah, they generally.
And they paid the bill.
Right. They generally ask the other insurance company to.
Absolutely, the other insurance company.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus would not do that. That Jesus would not do that. So you did take money, and you lied.
I did not take money.
You're lying to me.
Oh my goodness!
You're lying to me because you took the money. You took the money. You said you'll not take the money.
I took no money into my hands. The insurance pays. One insurance company pays the other insurance company.
What I mean about this bitch today, because she gets out of her car and she starts with, "Oh, my neck hurts, my neck hurts."
Well, you know what? I told
you, bitch. I told
this. Would you please not use that language?
You know what? I'm offended by that.
I don't. I would rather.
But she gets out of the car with, "Oh, my ass hurts."
You know, she may have had a neck injury or a back injury.
Sure, right.
You do not know that.
You know something? She's full of.
I certainly do know something.
She's full of crap.
You know, you may want to reverse that and think of your position, and you may just be in that position.
Very convenient she had her back. Very convenient.
And, well, you know, I didn't think it was convenient. I had to spend several mornings in the chiropractor office.
Stop it.
Excuse me.
Stop it.
Excuse me.
Well, what are you saying?
Now,
this lady's lying?
You know what these women do? They lie about this.
Excuse me. I am offended by the fact that
because
you would call me a liar.
Your husband finds out about accident.
My
your husband gets pissed off. What?
We do things together. He knows of. He and I were in the vehicle together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, what is it with you? You don't believe this stuff.
Oh, come on, will you? Come on! She's making this up to be a sympathetic figure.
There are only some people that go around and do the makeup. I personally wouldn't even fathom that they would make it up.
When
only
I tell you this,
an evil mind.
This woman today.
Consider that prospect.
This you don't. But this woman today, with my back hurts, my neck hurts, the fast words out of her mouth.
She may have.
And she may not have.
Back neck injury.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Raj. That the woman may very well have been injured. And did you exchange information?
Yeah, sure. I had to exchange information with this bitch because she says to me.
All right, I don't want that word used any more. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, but she said, yeah, I need this because all of a sudden, my neck hurts. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sure.
You got it right.
Yeah, well,
right.
Sometimes it does.
You know,
all right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Sometimes it happens like that.
And sometimes it does not happen like that. And don't drive around with a fish in the car unless you're a Christian person. Jesus not go after me. Jesus not try to put his mud hooks into me for insurance money. That is it.
All right, well, when we started the feature, What Would Jesus Do?, we did not intend for you to get nuts about it, okay? And I want you to calm down, and I particularly would like you to please watch your language.
I'm sorry, but you know, it's emotional.
I understand it's emotional. Watch your language. Denver on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm Carol Hudson. I was just calling in to say that I find the language that this man is using very offensive.
Wait a minute. What about the fact that I got they stuck it in me today?
Yeah, I understand that that's very
she's
hard
stuck it
for
in me.
You, but I still feel that this is very offensive for you to use that kind of language on the show.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so stop. And I've already cautioned him, ma'am.
Okay, great.
But why would she do this to me?
I don't know, but I do understand that the Jesus fish is very important to a lot of people.
Right.
And some people just put it on their cars just because, and I'm not sure, you know, she may not be a full Christian, which I certainly am.
You are a full Christian?
Yes, I am.
If I hit you, are you going to come after me and suck the blood out of my, are you going to be a blood sucker?
No, but I do think that in a situation like this, Jesus would be, he would be fair about the situation.
Would he go after my insurance company? He sucked blood from me? Would he lie about having whiplash? I don't think so.
You know, that's you can't say that the woman was really lying. You don't know that, sir.
Wait, she got out of her car. She looks at the damage. There is no damage. She looks at the damage to my car. There is no damage. She knows now she's got to think fast. So what does she do? Oh, my neck.
Yes, I see.
Oh,
but
brother.
Like Phil was saying, she may have had previous back injuries.
Mm-hmm. She could have had previous back injuries, and I also mentioned that, you know, and we with what would Jesus do, you know, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. He would have appropriately gone through the process.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here.
Get out of here what?
He's not going to, what do you mean he's going to suck my blood?
No, you know, I think Phil was making a good point there.
He's going to exchange insurance information.
Uh-huh.
He's going to show you his driver's license. And then he's probably, if there is any money coming from your insurance company, him being Jesus, he wouldn't need it. He could cure himself.
There you go. That's another thing. He wouldn't be the chiropractor.
All right, well, forget about that. But he'd probably take that money and give it to some poor people.
Yes, I
or
agree.
He might
Jesus
give it right
very
back.
Caring about lots of people.
He might give it back to the guy that hit him and say, okay, cool, now that we did the thing, keep your money.
Oh, uh-huh. Bull crap. You know something? Very convenient you come up with this bull crap about Jesus keep his money, then give it back to me. He would never even ask me for it in the first place.
You know,
that's what Jesus would do.
Yes.
And if you're Christian, like you say you are, ma'am?
Yes, I
Christian,
am.
Christian, you would, you're not going to say, oh, my ass hurts, if it doesn't, correct?
Yes, that's definitely true. I would not lie.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
But you don't know whether the lady was lying today or not, and that's the point.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call this evening. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Do you understand? And by the way, did the lady get out of the car and say, oh, my ass hurts?
She was saying, okay, my neck hurts, my back, my ass, something like that. When I say,
all right, then we don't have to be gratuitous and say that the lady got out of the car complaining that her ass hurt, okay?
She said to me, holy Jesus, I won't be able to sit down for a week.
She said that?
That's what she said, yes. I'm not making up.
All right, Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I just have a question for the
because
gentleman
that's
called.
People
that
lie about this, you know?
All right, listen to the lady. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My question is, you're asking this lady to live up to Jesus' standards.
Right.
But you're not willing to do that yourself because you're not taking on the responsibility of your actions. I think if Jesus were in your shoes, he would say, well, this is my responsibility. It's my fault.
But he'd say, lady, don't lie about it.
Okay, but he would not assume, if you want her to live up to his standards, then jump around and do it the same yourself. I don't think he would assume that she was lying.
But I'm not Christian.
Okay, what religion are you?
I'm Muslim.
Muslim?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Would Muhammad assume that someone was lying? Or would he say, okay, let me live up to the responsibilities of my actions?
Muhammad would never say, you're lying.
I just think you're lying. I don't want to pay because I think you're lying.
The prophet deals in truth. We deal in truth.
Okay.
Truth is most important. And the will of God. The will of Allah is the most important thing that there is. And God does not want you to get out of the car and go, oh, looks like I've got myself a fish on hook. Look like I can get insurance money. Oh, no, my butt hurts, my neck hurts, my back hurts. No. This is not what you want to do.
Okay,
do you get out of the car to say that? No.
But you cannot assume, you're assuming this lady. You're not a doctor. You're not God. You don't know.
She gets out of the car, and all of a sudden, oh, my neck. Come on. You telling me she's doing that for you? No, I don't think. I just don't think.
It's a load of bull crap when people get out of the car and go, their neck hurts.
Oh, it's bull crap. It's total bull crap.
Never knew of anybody to have a sore neck from an automobile accident.
Never a real one. Always want to get the insurance.
Well, you're a very cynical man. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Yes, go ahead.
I want to ask him one quick question. Sir, have you ever heard of a disease called thalgomyalgia?
What?
It's called thalgomyalgia.
This is something you're making up.
No, I swear you can look it up in the dictionary.
This is
it's called thalgomyalgia, and you can get it from car accidents, and then you suffer the rest of your life.
Yeah, right, great, that's great.
So
you think she's lying?
Yeah, great. Falgo what? Falgomyalgia?
Falgomyalgia. My mother has it.
Super. Your mother has it. Oh, how convenient. Yes.
Okay, he's not going to. Thank you very much for your call. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with our Raj on the line, a listener of ours who was in a fender bender the other day, and the woman got out of her car complaining of a bad neck and a bad back, and he thinks she's lying. Because of the fact she had a Jesus fish in her car, you think also that she's not being very Christian by asking you for your insurance.
Well, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if he got out of car? You know, he'd not complain about his bad back. He got nailed to a cross. And I said that to the lady. I said, you know, you got fish on car. Jesus got nailed to a cross. You think he's going to get out to complain the whiplash? I don't think so.
And so it sounds like it was very contentious as well, which must have been a very ugly scene. You know, it's funny. You're not Christian, so you don't hold yourself to some Christian standard, but you hold that lady to it. I find that very interesting. Here's Laguna Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I have a question for you. Even if she is a really good Christian, if she's really hurt, why should she have to suffer because you hit her?
She's not hurt.
How do you know?
Because it's bullcrap. Get out of the car.
No, but how do you know that? How do you know how hard you hit her?
Because I know. I know people.
How do you know how hard you hit her?
He tapped her.
Okay, let me ask you something. I'm Muslim, too. I come from Iran. And you, can you tell me if someone had hit you? If someone had hit you, you would be like, no, I'm not going to sue them. You're going to sit there and suffer and have to pay for your medical bills. You would sit there and suffer?
Well, you come from Iran, right?
Yeah, I do.
What about these people over here? Aren't they a piece of work?
No, people like you are a piece of work.
No, these people are a piece
like
of work.
You, people, I'm from Iran, and other Persian people that come to this country and take advantage of it, I tell all of you, go back to your country, because you're never going to have it that good over there.
I got pulled out of this shelter.
You guys, if you don't like it here,
no,
I'm Persian.
I love it here. I love it here. I just thought these people with Jesus fish get out of car, and suddenly, all of a sudden, when I said, you know, it does not look like there's damage to your car, there's not a damage to my car.
Just because there's no damage...
And,
you don't know how hard you hit her. Are you a doctor? Do you know what you could have done to her? Maybe she hasn't put on her seatbelt yet.
Let me say this to you. The most common thing these Americans pull is this, whiplash, this bullcrap.
No, it's not bullcrap.
These Americans
whiplash exists. No, whiplash exists.
Whiplash exists.
You get hurt.
Right.
If you can't open your eyes and realize that and understand that, you're you're the stupid one.
Let me ask you a question, Sir Raj. Why don't you believe that whiplash exists?
Oh, come on. Will you please?
Have you ever gotten hit? Has someone ever hit you from behind?
Yes.
And your neck didn't get hurt at all?
I don't think my neck get hurt. I'm sitting there in the car.
How do you know it can't happen to somebody else? How do you know that? How can you prove to me it can't happen to somebody else?
This is the three biggest lies. I only put the head in. The check's in the mail. I think I have whiplash.
First of all, you don't have to give her any extra money.
You're filthy. Pardon me, ma'am, but that's a filthy comment.
What?
What you just said, I don't appreciate it.
Three biggest lies. I'll only put the head in.
Will you please stop with that language, sir?
Well, you know it's a lie.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's say, why don't you not pay? Like, I know people come out and say they have bad memories of it and everything. That's ridiculous. I agree with you on that.
Right.
Why don't you just have your insurance pay her medical bills to make sure she's okay? Don't you?
Oh, I did. I have to give her a card.
But you said when you got out of the car first, you asked her if she was okay, and she said no. So you asked her a question, and she said, no, my neck kind of hurts.
That's bullcrap.
Then why did you care about asking her then?
Because I wanted to see if she was really hurt.
And
the minute she started,
she said, I am hurt.
Yeah.
Well, would she have said if
she had the broken arm, if I saw blood on
her? Oh, if you saw blood all over her. So are you telling me unless the skin is broken and the bone's sticking out, you're okay other than that?
But you want me to sit there and buy this whiplash thing?
So let me tell you, what if the steering wheel went into like her stomach and she had internal bleeding? Just as long as you can't see the blood or a bone, then that means she really didn't get hurt.
I believe anything she said to me other than this my neck hurt bullcrap.
Well, I think her neck hurt.
I don't buy it.
I think you're stupid. stupid.
I don't buy it.
Stupid.
And you come from
you
Iran.
You need to be educated. You're stupid.
I'm very educated.
And it's idiots like you.
It's people like you. You come over
like
from Iran
you're
and you buy all this whiplash bullcrap.
You're an idiot.
You make the Iranian
saying,
people
what would Jesus
stupid.
Do? You don't need to bring Jesus into it. Okay, bring your little brains into it. Bring your balls into it. Don't bring Jesus into it.
The great Persian civilization, millions of years old, and you make them look like dumbass.
I did not even bring Egyptians into it. I don't need to bring race into it.
You brought back Persia. You said you're from Iran.
I don't need to. I am. I don't need to bring. You don't need to bring your race into it because I didn't bring your race into it. So don't bring mine in. Don't bring mine in. You want to bring my religion in? We'll bring our religion in because you know, being a Muslim, you know how we are. And you know, if someone had hit you, you would be screaming bloody murder. You would be the one actually not being able to get out of the car. Okay? And you know that. You know that.
I wouldn't worry about it.
You know that.
You wouldn't worry about it.
You would too. 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 She's probably not even going to sue you.
Muslims don't sue.
She's probably not even going to sue you. She wants her medical bills paid.
Muslims
don't
sue.
You would be the one suing. Yes, you would.
Muslims don't sue.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
No, no. You come from Iran, great Persian people, thousands of years old.
Yeah, exactly.
You make them all look like a bunch of... And you buy the whiplash thing, you make the Persians look dumbass.
I would do it. If someone hit me and my neck hurt, I would sue them.
Are you telling me that Persians would buy whiplash?
Yes, they would.
Oh, God!
Yes, they would.
Can you
yes, they would.
How stupid
yes, they
can you
would.
Be?
They would sue. They would sue.
Persians would sue.
Persians would sue. No, they
if
would
your neck
sue.
Is really hurt, if your neck is really hurt, and your body is hurt from an accident,
would
you
Egyptians
should sue?
Sue?
No, Egyptians.
You should sue for medical bills. You shouldn't sue to get like compensation because you're having a bad memory of
Persian
it and everything
people,
like that.
Persian
you
people
sue
that
for
I know
medical bills
would never
paid.
Sue. The Persian people
because
would never
fault.
Sue. It would never sue.
Yes, they would.
Who wouldn't sue?
Persian people. This lady would sue.
Persians have nothing to do with it. You're showing how ignorant and stupid you are.
You've been in America too long. You've been hanging around there. You've been going to malls and hanging around.
You need to be in America a little longer, maybe.
I think you need. You've been in America too long.
You've been here too little. You've been here too little. You've been around too many dictators and too many fascist people for all your life. That's why you can't deal with the justice system of this country. That you're lucky. You're able to
go pluck your eyebrows.
Okay, because you know where you come from.
Right.
Believe.